Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. 37 minutes past 8 o'clock in the final half an hour of the program, and plenty of those ticks rolling in still about Joel Thompson and the fantastic chat we just had with him. If you wanted to get any interview that we've had today, you can get it online via the podcast. Jono is giving me the thumbs up. They're all up there as we speak. So great chat. And if you wanted to find out more about what this match means to the players, I know we've heard it from your side of things, Loz. We're about to hear it from David Kidwell, the Maori All-Stars coach. I suggest anyone listen to that interview we had with Joel. Very special stuff. Good morning to you again, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Good morning to everybody. Yeah, and it's a pretty easy choice why we came up with Joelie Thompson as the captain. He embraces everything about what this week's about. He obviously identifies with the culture strongly. He's a leader, he's a driver of standards, and he's also very passionate about working in the community and making a difference to young, underprivileged kids. And he'll go a long way with his life after football because he wants to make a difference. And we know about the challenges that he's faced, and he was off the rails and all of a sudden back on the straight and narrow, and he's got a focus and a clear purpose to make a difference. And that's the thing about this week. It's about understanding more of your culture and your heritage, sharing your own experiences, and becoming a leader and showing kids in particular that you can make a difference in your own community and you can achieve if you're prepared to work hard. And that's what we've been doing in our camp, and I'm sure the Maoris are doing exactly the same thing. And we're lucky enough to have their coach on the line this morning, David Kidwell. Morning, Kitty.
Morning, Loz. Good morning, Dave. How are you boys going?
We're going really well, thank you, mate. We had a beautiful interview with Joelie Thompson, and just talking about the connection with country and connection with the team. And I'm sure you guys are just as proud as the Indigenous boys here. What's your week been like? And it's more than a game of football, isn't it?
Yeah, you're definitely right there, Loz. You know, this is my first time experiencing into the All-Stars concept. And, you know, we've got a couple of players here that haven't really been in touch with their Māori heritage. And our heritage, we call it whakapapa. So you have to actually go back and research your family history, you know, your mum, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. And it's just a really a special way of, you know, connecting back to your roots. And, you know, a couple of players, Dylan Walker, Zane Petivano, you know, Zane only thought he was Cook Islander, but, you know, researching back, he found that his mum's Māori through the history. So, you know, those are the stories, and I suppose that's what this week's all about, and the game's just the icing on the cake.
Yeah, I can remember, I think it was my first year in charge, and, you know, we had people coming in and talking to us about our culture, and it wasn't to shame anyone, but it was basically starting the line how much you know about your culture and your heritage, and the top part of the line being, you know, everything, or you don't know a lot at all down the end of the line. And, you know, I was sort of down towards the end, but I was surprised with some of the other people that were down towards the end. You know, guys like JT. But then they started to work and finding out a lot more about themselves and about their culture. And I think that's so important, David.
Yes, definitely, mate. I was the same like you, Loz. I was sort of down the end. And, you know, when my mum was growing up, they weren't allowed to speak Māori at school. So the reo, the language, sort of got lost in my generation. And then I sort of come over to Australia to pursue my career, and I sort of lost that connection with my Māori tanga. And just coming back into camp has really put a spark into me to actually, you know, reach back out and what we call kapa haka and learning the language and passing that on to my kids. So I think that's really important. And I know some of the guys have already been talking about it throughout the camps and just reconnecting there.
Who've been the standouts for you in camp thus far, not only from what you've seen in bits and pieces on the paddock, but off the paddock and embracing what this week's all about?
Yeah, well, I touched on, you know, Dylan Walker. I mean, he's got a great story. Obviously, Kalen, you know, for a young guy, future leader. And then we've got the other leaders like, you know, Laurie touched on, Joel Thompson. You know, we've got the likes of Adam Blair, Isaac Luke, Jesse Bromwich. You know, just how they lead these young guys that we've got in the team and show them how to hold themselves and to make sure that they engage with the community and the youth, to make sure we're inspiring them that they can do whatever they want when they put their mind to it, and don't let anyone say you can't. So, you know, just being really impressed with those guys and everyone in the camp. You know, everyone embraced this concept and the week, and, you know, we've just really enjoyed ourselves and reconnecting, and actually also seeing part of the Indigenous culture as well, you know, the smoking ceremony, their stories behind the land and their people. So that's been a real awesome thing too.
You mentioned Kayla there before, Kitty, and knowing about his culture and his heritage. But on the football field, we know Caelan Ponga as a guy that's got plenty of potential. How impressed have you been with him this year, and does he look like he's in for a big season?
Yeah, look, everyone talks about his attacking prowess, and, you know, that's impressive, but I've been really impressed with his defensive qualities, you know, getting the numbers right, his talk at the back. You know, reminds me of a lot like Billy Slater, and he's been known for his attack, but, you know, his defensive qualities and the way he talks and moves those guys around the middle, as you know, Loz, is really important. So, been really impressed with the way he's been handling our defence.
All right. What about in regards to the match? Nearly 20,000 tickets sold at Cbus. There'll be obviously a large Indigenous crowd there with plenty of support. But what can you say to all the Maori fans out there? They're looking.
There's plenty of Maoris up here on the Gold Coast. Let me tell you.
I thought I was back in New Zealand, apart from the weather. it's been awesome, and, you know, again, like I said, throughout the whole week, you know, I've really enjoyed the experience and what this game means to the players, you know, to the staff, and obviously us as coaches. You know, it's going to be this awesome amount of talent out there. The passion it's going to bring on Saturday night, and just get out there and don't miss this game. You know, we've got some superstars there, and, you know, Latrell Mitchell, you know, Caelan Ponga. So, you know, to watch them play against each other and it's going to be worth the price of admission. And the war cries, I'm looking forward to that. We've got a new haka that's about us, about the All-Stars. So, again, we're looking forward to that as well.
Looking forward to it. David Kidwell, enjoy the remaining few days, and we'll see you in action on Saturday night, and your team in action, of course, for the big All-Stars match here on the Gold Coast.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.